it was something to be feared. A legal code of burden, unpayable, severe. Torah landed heavy like a gavel coming down, like something you get sentenced by, not a father's hand. I carried it that way for almost 30 years. The weight of something punishing, I tried to work it off. Then I found the Hebrew, went back to the root. Its origin is grain, what the word was built to do. And everything I thought I knew about the God I serve shifted in a single moment, just became a file. The Torah doesn't mean the law, never did, never was. A gavel in a father's hand. Torah, the way a father talks to someone that he loves. Not the court, not the sentence, handed down from up above. Come inside. Yeah. Think about the difference, really sit inside it now. A judge says, here's the verdict, you will do it, and here's how. A father says, come here, I wanna show you who I am. Here's how the family works, here's how the beareth holds. The Torah reads like that, a father talking to his kids. Here's the path, here's why it matters. Here's what happens when you walk it. Here's what I'm like, here's what I want, and here's the table, come and sit. The word was always teaching, it was there inside the source. Torah doesn't mean the law, it means, come here, let me show you. Torah, the way a father talks to someone that he loves. Not the court, not the sentence, handed down from up above. Torah, teaching guidance how the family walks together. Not the way to something old you'll spend your whole life trying to clear. Put down the gavel that was never his. Put down the verdict, he never wrote one for you. What he wrote was a letter. What he wanted was a table. What he built was a family. And he left the door open. Torah, the way of